Do you know your child's true sporting potential or how your child can make a top career in sports? Welcome to the Smart Sports Parenting Podcast, where we share powerful secrets for your child to get to the next level in sports and achieve monumental results that go beyond your wildest goals. So get ready to turbocharge your child's sporting journey with your host, Satyajit Sadanandan, who's the world's only sports talent engineer with over 20 years of sporting experience. And now your host, here he is, Satya.
I'm here with sports agents from Ljubljana, from Slovenia. And I would like them to give their own introductions. So, gentlemen, please.
So we are agency LNF, which stands for Lutzo and Freyer, which is our family names. We started 2010. From our background, Gaspar, my partner, was involved with Wilson sports equipment business. I finished FIFA Masters. I come originally from tennis, Gaspar from baseball. And then we decided in 2010 to go our own way. Started from scratch. And we think we built a very sustainable, solid agency with a lot of upside still to come.
For the purposes of this audience, and a lot of them are young players and parents who are still exploring their ways in football. They have aspirations to be elite footballers, but they are looking for more knowledge. And some of them may not have come across actually an agent, a sports agent. So could you please tell a bit more about what really is a player agent and why do players really need them?
When things go well, the players will simply not consider they need an agent. The problem starts, or actually, you need an agent when you have a problem.
Most people think that player agents are these ruthless people who will represent a player, get a transfer done, and walk away. Right? That's the general layman's impression. But from what you're saying, it's much more than that to a player, right? It's when crisis happens. So could you give me an example of a player like that, where some things were not working out and you had to really put in a lot of effort?
Let's take the player we started with, because he's our biggest success story, currently playing in Fenerbahce.
In Turkey.
In Turkey, a millionaire a few times over by the age of 24.
One of the biggest clubs in Turkey, globally recognized club.
Top 20 by the following.
Yeah.
So basically, let's say when he was first reluctant to leave Slovenia, because we arranged for him a salary which was deserved, but completely out of Slovenian proportions. So of course you know it now yourself. It's a cozy life here. So he was let's wait another transfer window. I'll be better.
What age was he?
He was at that point. 22?
He would be 23 in the summer, 22,
yes. So that means you were with him for those 8 years,
yes.
Actually.
Yes.
Before he went out of Slovenia.
Yes.
You were through him, representing him.
Yes. We did the first professional contract, moved him from regional club to multiple champion Olympia.
I see.
We renegotiated his contract. We quadrupled his salary in Slovenia. And we did this in a manner, and this is something we learned when a star player, and he for Olympia was a Neymar profile, says, "I will leave," because we really had an offer from Turkey in summer 2016. The chairman Mandarić returned the same day with private jet from Dubrovnik, gave us a blank sheet of paper, said, "Don't leave, just write what you want." So because of the people we are, and because the player is also a very well brought up person, we stayed within luxury normal for Slovenia. And then came this winter transfer window 2017. When 2 days before the transfer happened, we were called by chairman, said, "I'm not selling the contract of your player." And day after, he demanded from us to sell to Empoli and installed people between us and Empoli for us to earn less money. So if we were money-only oriented agents, we would block the deal, said, okay, we had bonuses from the club if the player doesn't move. Every transfer window, player didn't move, we earned small BMW, more or less. But we felt it's bad what they did, but we felt it's the last train for the player leaving Slovenia. And we spent 2 days back and forth with the player, said, listen, in order for you to fulfill your potential, you need to go. He called all his friends, bam, bam, bam. So then he moved to Serie A. They went down. So another shock, another crisis. And he still didn't play because all coaches were just defending result. Then we went to Empoli, which is 500 kilometers from us. And we demanded the meeting and we say why he should play. And they ask us, so every time he doesn't start, you will sit here. Said, every time he doesn't start, we sit here. Then they changed coaches. He started to play. He was the best player of the whole Serie B. But it's because we used this small...
How many games he didn't play by that time?
It's almost 3/4 of a season went...
Wow. So three quarters of a season.
Changed. I think it was in November they changed the coach.
Yeah, but he started in January, Serie A, just two games.
Okay, January, you're counting the January as well. No, absolutely. Yeah.
So it's very fascinating. So this guy was selected by a Serie A club in Italy, Empoli. At that time, really high profile move out of Slovenia. Mm-hmm. And he goes there because literally the club which is selling him is also really keen to sell him on.
Yes.
Right? And they have put all these, let's say, maneuvers to make that sale happen. And then he goes there, but he can't play there. Mm-hmm. Actually, he doesn't play. But when he finally got a chance to play, he proved that he was the best in the club.
Yes.
But you had to work really hard to get him there.
Yes.
Into the playing 11.
So it was two sides to it. First was, again, with mostly Gaspar's help, to get accustomed to new environment, tax authorities, apartments, Nike deal, which he has and Gaspar negotiated higher. All this came with this move. Second was player alone. He is so self-conscious. He knew he needs time to adapt to new system, get stronger to start playing. Third was me using all my international contacts, leverage to show the club what asset they bought, and if they are not to lose capital, this player needs to play. And that's how we turn things around again. And then because we think good wins, it came that our lawyer, who is Italian, had to help Olimpia get the money from Empoli.
For this player?
Yes.
Wow.
So through this maneuver, we got all our money and more, which they thought they extracted from us with installing three random dodgy people, not even agents.
I see. And what age typically nowadays you look at players starting?
From this market, because it's a small export-minded market.
It's an export-oriented market.
Yes. And knowing that the big clubs or any bigger league clubs than Slovenian, which is not difficult to be, we look for more for potential than for a player who matured here already. So basically, I think the best is to scout between 13 and 15, sign at 14 and 15, and move with 17, with first league experience from Slovenia. If we get this, and we believe we have at least 2-3 players, then we think it, we are truly on a path to do another Miha Zajc, but maybe bigger, because these boys learned also from our older players.
Yes.
Are putting more work at earlier stages and maybe understand the demands of modern football earlier than some of the, they're still all very young people, but some older colleagues.
That's a very interesting point you raised. So in your experience so far, what differentiates the successful ones from the not successful ones? Would you say it's talent alone, or would you say it's also the character of the player and certain aspects, discipline, personality? What are the aspects which are really important?
The crucial part is a focus. I think the focus is what the players need to have. Focus is by far the number one. Of course, you cannot build anything if you don't possess certain talent. But even the super talented players did not succeed. So basically, it needs to be a combination of let's say focus, quality, and the right environment. So to be around good people in terms of football quality, as well as the coaching, and of course as people themselves, you know. And I think that when you create and when you set up this, then you have a good fundament to make a step forward. But you need in certain periods and in certain part of the process also an external help in order to do so. We are all aware that, you know, we had to add on individual trainings, individual practices, as well as the analysis we try to do in order to make these boys even better. That's absolutely a must. And I think this is at least by the book the best pattern to succeed.
Right. Most people think my child should directly play in the Premier League or in Serie A or Bundesliga or these high-profile leagues. But obviously, it's not possible most of the times. The gap is too much. And are there other leagues in Europe which you also think are like Slovenia, which are more like feeder leagues to the big leagues, where it's good to have some experience and then, you know, you build that and then go on to the other leagues? In your experience, what other countries are similar like that?
I would take all of, let's say, Eastern European countries. A notch higher, I would rank Netherlands, Belgium, Switzerland. I would almost put on par with our parts of Europe, because apart from Basel, but not now, they don't really outperform in Europe.
Yeah.
So it's these leagues which might give you platform to grow further. But what we are trying to tell our young players here, be extremely grateful that you are paid to play football in Slovenia. With this, work hard, and if you are good, people will know you, because people will notice you and take you, because yes. Talent, the true talent is rare, and it's at least 50 very wealthy clubs who would do anything to get a true talent. But do not expect just because you are a football player, you are entitled to Ronaldo lifestyle. First, you might most probably don't have his talents. You don't have 10% of his work ethic. You just see his hairstyle, his cars, his girlfriend. But you don't see 8 hours a day, which he still puts into his work every single day. He changed even in Juventus. Other players, which we can hardly say they are low profile, were shocked by the work rate. And that's why I claim that Ronaldo actually is the most humble player of all times.
Which is so counterintuitive and so contrary to general perception, because most people think of Ronaldo as arrogant. But I guess what you're saying is the work ethic is so high that whatever he does compensates.
He walks the talk every single day. So when you score, 130 goals in Champions League and you work 8 hours a day, you can change your hairstyle every 5 minutes. You are entitled to have hairdresser running with you. But if you just think, if you have haircut of Ronaldo and suddenly people will be throwing millions, you are not. You're just one idiot from the street thinking impossible.
No, but just going out from let's say the top of the competition to even let's say a bit lower level. Because we try to observe also trainings, and we try to observe, you know, pre-match warm-ups, etc., etc. And, you know, sometimes, especially when I go to see some players, you know, this is something what I try to notice is also the attitude, you know, how they come to the pitch, are they behaving well? Are they throwing bottles? You know, are they doing all kinds of crazy stuff? Because this gives you a little bit of an inside view. And of course, at the end of the day, if you have to run 50 meters, but you stop at the 40th, then what Jaka is saying is most probably you don't have those extra ethic to work the extra 10 meters, which you would supposed to do instead of running another 10, just to make it.
Actually, you know, he's saying you go beyond that in a way. And you, think, if you're not even doing this much, I guess.
And this gives, first of all, this gives us a bit of an inside view of who to sign, because for us it's easier or better to, let's say, invest into a talent where you know that, you know, when you set up the physical training for the player, he's asking for more than not coming to the practice or finding any kind of excuse not to go. And this is something what, you know, what we have found out is that those players succeed. It's not a coincidence, I would say.
Yeah, I agree.
What is your big dream as an agency? What is driving you forward? What is the achievement you're really gunning for?
To help the talent in Slovenia, because I think we have to neglect our home market, because it gives us this opportunity, fantastic opportunity to start the business. And it's always good to keep that in mind. But my big goal is to find a player from other continents and then help them to move forward. This at least is my goal for the next couple of years.
I share this. So the ideal situation would be to have, let's say, 8 to 12 top Slovenian talent, 4 Africans, 2 Indians, 2 Asians, 2 South Americans, to have the world mix of good people and huge talent.
Great to know that, and I'm sure it's very beneficial for everybody. Thank you, gentlemen, for your time.
Thank you
for all your inputs.
Thank you.
Appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Smart Sports Parenting Podcast. Be sure to subscribe to our podcast so you don't miss anything. And do take a moment to write a review for this podcast on iTunes or Google or wherever else you listen to it.